Those in confinement. It is a sad commentary on American society that many citizens have become lawbreakers instead of leading a natural life. Modern society is not meeting the needs of many people. Our high rates of criminal activity and incarceration indicate that something is seriously wrong with society itself. In the United States, the most distressing part of the situation is that teenagers are committing so many crimes. Youth represent the future of any nation, but growing numbers of young people feel so angry, disturbed, and frustrated that they strike out at their environment in unproductive ways, some of them extremely serious. Can you imagine being sentenced to life imprisonment without possibility of parole? Each day you wake up with nothing to look forward to. You may have lost all contact with the outside world, and even your own family no longer communicates with you. You wish that you had never been born, and your greatest anticipation is the moment of your death. You may want to commit suicide, but you do not have even this expression of freedom, because everything that could be used in such an attempt has been taken away. To deepen our compassion and develop a sense of gratitude, we might want to break our normal routine and visit a prison to understand the plight of the incarcerated. Or we might choose to visit a hospital or a mental institution to remind ourselves how many people are bedridden, ill, and hurting. When we witness the levels of impairment and hopelessness that others suffer, we can gain a deeper appreciation of our own good fortune and make a firmer commitment to use what we have to help others. Once we have done so, we will take less for granted and understand that our complaints are often self-indulgent, occurring simply because our normal means of sense gratification are not available. In Western society, our problems are rarely life-threatening. We can easily get caught up in our own personal frustrations and anxieties, complaining constantly and forgetting that millions of people are in circumstances far worse than anything we have ever encountered. We may complain that we cannot make our car payment this month, but at least we have a car. We may bemoan our inability to pay our insurance premium on time, but at least we are insured. Although the American welfare system is falling apart, most countries in the world do not even have welfare systems. In many developing nations, a handicapped person without a job and without a family for support would have to beg or starve. Yet we take our social safety nets and our material prosperity for granted. Instead of being grateful and thanking the Lord or dedicating ourselves to helping those who have less, we often complain about what is lacking. But remember, if we want to enter the kingdom of God, we must be ready to make any sacrifice to ultimately help glorify the Lord and allow others to come closer to Him.